one night and beginning to visit with Viola. She lived with Sharp down in front of Bernard Patterson's this Monday, the 8th of July, 74. Channel one right and the beginning of the visit, this two-hour visit with Viola picking peas in the kitchen this Monday, the 8th of July, 74. Channel one right and the beginning of the visit with Viola, she lived with Sharp, down in front of Burnett Patterson's, picking peas, 2 hours, this Monday, the 8th of July, 74.
What you like best? I like a dish pan the best if you got one. Well, I don't know if I've got one around here. Hmm.
Yeah, you
want
to
see this'll do right here, honey. I'll get a paper. You just sit there.
Just gonna jump away.
Yeah. What about a sack? I need to be ready. Huh? I need to be ready.
Well, wait a minute. Who's gonna take? Oh, I'm gonna turn the fan on pretty soon. Let's sit in here.
Pull that fan and give me a cold.
Well, I don't mean on you.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna turn it on you. I'm just gonna turn it over here. Let's put it right here so we can sit. No, we're not going to turn this fan on here.
Hey, put it. Now, we can stick it right down the table. And you pull your chair up right here. That's right. Now, I'll help pick two. You want to go to two, Shella?
Well, I'm going to learn. Now, you're going to teach me. You're going to show me how.
All right, give me something to put the hole.
Well, how's it doing?
All right,
I want to see you in the kitchen. Let me give you a little fan.
She said she doesn't want his fan on her. It seems to give her a cold, but I told her
that she put that towel in here, or I put the hole in, it'll be nice.
Well,
it'll
get it cold. It'll get it cold. Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't used to them.
Or if it don't give you cold, it give you cranks.
She said she did better with a
dish pan. Isn't it awful? I didn't have a dish pan. Well, it won't jump away from me and get on the floor.
Okay. She was resting. She was too loud out there. Woo! Now, let me watch you. See how you do it.
You never feel any?
Yeah, but I don't feel them right.
What about to do with y'all? Some of these cheese are kind of rough.
Yeah, well, we don't want those, do we?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes one or two get in here, though.
Yeah, I like these, you see. Yeah. When they don't look right, I just throw them away. That's all I know to do. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Daisy killed some of them, some fox the other day. I tell you, it takes such a long time. Do you like to show him? Oh, look, he found a dish pan.
Okay.
I got my fridge there just about full. Got to be cleaned out, though.
Now, what was Sharp good for? Was he pretty good at anything?
He used to be a carpenter.
But he got told he wasn't able.
Well, did he find things and stuff like that?
Well, he didn't do much of it since he's with me. But he said he used to.
Hmm?
He said he used to.
Well, now you see, I'm not a pea picker, but I found this dishpan for you.
I wouldn't want that in there.
Well, now you have to tell me, because you told me what I... If that didn't cook hard, don't put it in.
No, it just cooked like the rest of them, but it just a different color.
Oh, let me see that. Yeah, well, that's the old speckle pea, isn't it?
Yeah.
How'd that get in there?
Well, it mixes up seeds sometimes.
You put them in your freezer?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I just wash them and put them in a plastic bag.
You don't blanch them? You don't boil them a little bit?
No, ma'am.
And they keep?
Keep pretty good. Keep till I get to eating them up.
How do you cook them?
I cook them.
How do you cook them?
I just put them in the pot and boil. I don't do frost them before I put them in there. Just put them on in the pot.
She wants some water?
I'll get it.
What am I
meat and stuff, my favorite stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
What's this?
Mm-hmm. You don't want that?
The fan.
This fan?
Yes, sir.
All right, what is this, Red? I'll wash it out. Look better than this.
Okay, as far as I do. Well, I talked to Sharp, and he seemed to be, I thought he was, well, you know, he'd do a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, he done got so he wasn't able to do much then. He thought he was able, but he wasn't.
Was that his little patch out there in front of your house?
I see what was green.
Ah, you had rows of a lot of things out there, don't you remember?
Yes, sir. Me his.
Well, did he know anything about a garden or anything?
Ain't no older rat smart about farming. He used to wait for Mr. Wood.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, where'd he come from?
He used to slow it.
But he lived around here?
His home was in Houston, Florida, and he just happened to come through here and fix up Mr. Jesse Walker's house.
Oh, really?
And when he got here, he stayed.
Well, now you see, I didn't know that. I didn't have any idea. I sure didn't.
They say they had to move out to have it fixed, so he come along, he fixed it and let him stay right on there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jesse and
Amy.
Amy. When I see Jesse, I never saw him. He'd gone when I got here. But Amy, I used to see her all the time.
Francis got the house now.
Yeah. I don't see Francis though. I used to go by there, you know, and Amy'd be sitting out there, and I'd stop and sit on the porch with her. I put some cows in there one time. Oh, it was heavy land. You talk about heavy land, don't you? You know, right down there a little bit below, Amy?
Yeah.
Right there where it's low. That's
yeah, but we played down there one year. Oh. Water took us. Water took us.
Yeah. You just have to replant it, wouldn't you?
And let it alone.
Just let it alone?
Yeah.
Well, when I put them cows there, it hadn't been plowed for some time, and that Bahia grass was as sick as anything I ever saw. Oh, it was sick.
Mm-hmm. She tells me that she almost died 7 years ago. Tell God what you told me. It's hard to believe.
What was that?
I always had the wrong thing in my mouth.
That's something for you to spit in.
Oh, that's what brought that from
yeah.
You?
Yeah.
If you want it.
We can get you some more.
That's what I always use when I chew tobacco.
Yeah. And we can always get you some more of that stuff if you want it.
Yeah. When I was laying out, I had a spell of sickness not laying out there one night. They asked me, is something right, look like it's coming right through the top of the house? They asked me, would I be willing to take care of another old sick man? I said, no, Jesus, I said, I'm down here sick now. I'm trying to get to go to my truck. I hope that I can get up and go to my truck. I said, and I'm going to take care of another old sick man. I said, oh, no. Will you be willing to say you took care of old sick lady? I wondered for the longest who was the old sick lady, but I could come to him after.
And this voice just told you this.
Yeah, there's a voice coming right through the top of the house. See, if you're willing to do what I say, I'll hear you. And I spoke it 2 or 3 times that I hear you. I jumped about that bed and I don't know what I done when I jumped out that bed. I told you, I said, yeah, I'll do anything you say to me. And I got right up and been going ever since.
Is that right?
Yeah. Now, can you believe that?
When I was a sick woman, too.
You thought you were going to die.
Yes, my brother had done said, he done told me he's coming out there to stay. Oh, he didn't thought I was going to do. When you come back next time, he always said, you ain't going to die.
Well, what do you think?
And then they told me, one was told me, said, don't worry about no welfare. I said, don't worry about no welfare.
Don't worry about any welfare?
Yeah. And I went to the store that Friday. I had a welfare check.
How about that?
And the husband told me he wasn't going to send me now. And I went right on down there and found him. And they done sent one. One come somewhere.
That's something. Well, what do you think happened?
Well, that was the spirit of the Lord. Let me know I could be healed, and then showed me he could heal me. And he healed me and let me go on back to the church. He even told me to bring the church to me.
Now, what was that? You said you couldn't go to church?
Yeah. I said I wasn't able to go to church. And I want to get, and talking about taking care of another man. And I ain't able to go to church. And I want to go to church. So he let me know he could heal me and let me go to the church.
Was that the time
you... And this old lady, what he was speaking about, I had forgot about that. This old lady, Janet Dill. I used to see after her. I would go to her house every day, see about her. Nobody else couldn't, no other woman couldn't go there. Couldn't no woman go there but me. She run away. And they had been here around her for years. She wouldn't let them come there. And she sick away, I said, wouldn't let them come. Because so she'd come to my house. I told her one day, I said, you come through these woods again to my house? I said, if you come, why don't you come to the road, not come through the woods? I said, you come through these woods again, come out there and stay. Oh, she got there. I went and got her. I told her, if you come through these woods again, I'm going to put a switch on. Would you put a switch on an old lady like you? Me? I said, if you come through these woods again, I'm going to put a switch on. I just told her that, you know. I wouldn't have heard her or nothing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing, I didn't want her to get hurt. And so, but when we moved, look before we moved, she had to go to the old home. And we told her that she'd get all right. And she'd be all right and come back, and they let her come back. That we'd build a house and put her in. I said, no, they'd get back. She died. Her name was Janet Duke.
Where she live?
Well, down there. At the little, you know where Miss Smith stay?
Yeah.
Well, I stayed in a little house across in front of Miss Smith.
Oh, I see.
Then she stayed over there in that little house that done fell down now.
Yeah. They're right down there in the same neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I love to see after old folks, what older than I am. I done got older. I wonder, Would anybody be that way by me?
No, it won't happen to you. No, it's always other fella. Yeah.
Of course, he was showing up old. He's old as he's showing up.
Yeah.
He had a dog there, well. And the dog got sick, bit. And she killed that snook. And then didn't tell nobody nothing. She been to the dog and put a dog in the house with her. And the dog died at that time. That's a sense. It's a shock. He was down there and dead, though. You want a flower on the dog, please.
Yeah?
Yeah, I told him he wasn't done mine for no flower.
Oh, he did?
I said, Mr. Sharp told her that. I said, don't tell her that. Go ahead and put something on the dog, please. Satisfy. Do everything you can to satisfy.
Did he?
He worried about a dog.
Did he put some on?
I put them on.
You did. That's what I figured.
Well, he said he done done enough to get a dog. Now he wasn't going to do no more. I could cook for her. I see, but she wouldn't. Nobody else been that come to the job. I go cook something for her. Okay. Oh, the man. You know what I want me? I said, what you want? She said, listen now. She said, I want me some biscuits. You gonna cook them? No, cook them there. I said, yeah. I want me a pork chop and some stuff. I said, well, I got some stuff to the house. I eat your stuff, but I ain't eat nobody else's. Well, I cooked her some biscuits and I cut her, cooked her pork chop. Yeah, that's just good. Oh, she sat down and she enjoyed that so good. And she got her to go off. Oh, she hated that thing. She hated the little so bad she didn't know what to do. She just cried. But the other people got it up. The good little.
To get rid of her.
Yeah. She could stay it on. And I'd have seen after that on, but the other people, they wasn't satisfied because she didn't like them. Now Miss Lyle, she got so she'd come to see her. She let her come to see her. And she got away from here. Loud, would you stare at down there?
Oh, yes. Miss Liza died in 66 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
67. It's been a good
it's
while.
Been that long?
It's same for it. Yeah. Yeah, sure has.
I know she died for Sharp died.
When did Sharp die?
She died in Britain, I think.
Yeah.
She was dead 4 years, going on 5.
Well, now, was Sharp still living down there where I knew about him?
Yeah.
You know, where you living now? But
yeah.
You living there now?
Yeah. That's my little home.
Well, it's you got plenty of room there.
Yeah. Well, my brother, he stays there part of the time.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
He comes out from Gainesville.
Yeah.
But he don't come out enough to help your farm.
Well, he talk like he get a good place, he stay out in the farm.
See
where he at there in Gainesville. He got some pretty good little piece of land there. Plants that something on him. He just be back as a bow. I hear from him every day. If he don't get you, he call me up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know him, do I?
No, sir. I don't think so.
I don't remember seeing him.
He joined the church here. He come to me to church on Sunday. He wasn't here this Sunday, but he and Jimmy B's here. Is a son.
Well, what do you know? Well, that's nice.
Uh-huh.
Which church do you go to?
Mario. Now, in a place, Santa Port used to be. They call it Mario now. Where they're building that new church.
Yeah. That's a good place for him. However, there's not as so many people lives right close there as they used to. As it must have been.
He is one of the deacons.
Oh, your brother?
Yeah.
What's his name?
William E. Black.
William?
Yeah. Most all of us call him Bully.
I see. Yeah. More people are knowing about Bully than what William, huh?
She picks up a handful of peas and holds them in her hand.
Yeah.
And shells them like that, and I pick them up one at a time.
She goes about three times.
This peas, she always gone to the one.
Yeah. Not all of them good.
A half of them in this whole rotten.
Oh, is it? Well, I just eat them rotten and all. It's like, wonder if I'm getting any rotten ones over here.
She says he's going to use these dried ones for seeds.
Yeah.
And that's. So she screened them out.
And put in some more.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
What's the name of these peas? You know? They're not black eyes.
Cream peas.
Cream peas.
Yeah.
I see.
They're a nice eating tea. I like them better than I do any other tea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure.
What are you cooking with?
Well, I'm mostly cooking mine with butter because they don't allow me to eat bacon.
But butter don't season them up much, does it?
Yeah. That blue bonnet.
That'll season them a little?
Yeah. But you can cook them with meat. But the doctor just don't like to eat bacon.
Yeah.
That means I have to put something else in my.
So you just don't eat it. A lot of people, the doctor doesn't allow to eat, but they go ahead and eat it.
Well, Well, I'm going to be hard at it and then throw myself down.
I guess you've seen enough of that. You don't want to go that way yourself.
That's true. Don't be hard-headed.
No.
I ain't no big hard to go on.
No.
But when the Lord she said, I know he's going to take me. I ain't no big hard.
That's what happened to Mag, you know. Mag Jackson, she had that medicine, but there's nobody there to make her take it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was pretty good shape when I got on here, but she went down fast.
Sure did. All at once.
Yeah. She wouldn't take that medicine. A lot of them, you know, there's got to be somebody there to see that they go ahead and take the medicine.
Oh, she wasn't no young woman.
How far along would you say she was?
I don't know, but she got a daughter about my age. And I'm 65.
Well, well, now let me see. Mag died when I first come down here. And
her daughter's long the same age.
I come down here around, that would be around 62 when she died.
Yeah.
That's been 10, 12 years. Well. Is her daughter your age?
Yes, sir.
Well,
I know her when I was a girl. I mean, her used to be the girl. I used to stay out there in the hammock when I was a girl on Mr. Wallace Ward's farm.
Oh, really?
Out there to Hickman.
Yeah. How far from town?
50 miles.
Yeah.
And they raise vegetables?
Yeah. They used to farm out there.
You don't wear gaudy clothes like she does, though.
Yeah.
You don't dress up in gaudy clothes like,
Well.
She does.
You don't work on the farm. I'm a farmer.
No, all she does is set in the pressing club.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, I can't stay dressed up when I'm old farmer.
And you like that farming?
Yeah, man. I used to work for Mr. Wood, Mr. Richardson. Raised up on the farm. So hard to know nothing. Wait for the meal a little bit.
Hold and picked and
I was over to see my boss lady the other day. She's kind of sick. Just made water. I wouldn't even know who I know.
Oh, yeah, down there in McIntosh.
Yeah.
And she's complaining?
Yeah. I forgot what kind of complaint she said she had. Sitting there with her feet up on her. So.
last time I seen her, she looked like she was.
Used to make dresses for me when I was a little girl.
Is that right?
I was a little girl, I was pretty good sized girl, because she ain't too much older than me.
Yeah. Yes, she's been hanging around down there a good long while, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Let me see. Pettish, what was her name?
Miss Pettish. Miss Pettish, she died. That was a stepmom. That's me, Lord, a stepmom.
Yeah.
Well, she raised her. And she thought, always thought a heap of her. Just like she did her daughter.
I was trying to get her name straight.
You give her a post office. I know she must have thought of his brother. And she used to run the post office and made water to get after Miss Pettis to give it up.
Yeah. Pettis. That's
the
name. Yeah.
Mr. Pettis was his Mayweather's father.
Them was pretty good times, wasn't it, when you lived out there on that place?
Yeah. Work you pretty good hard.
Did you work hard?
Yeah, we'd work on, we'd mostly work on the farm. My daddy shook up, so he died. He died out there. We'd always had work for us to do. There's nowhere but on his little farm. Make us work too.
Make you keep at it.
Cause after I got grown, I was glad of it. But they made us work so we know how to do.
Yes,
sir. So I'd have been fired off the job a minute day if then they made me work. So they wouldn't have known how to do on other people's farms. I said he sees his son home because he don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But my mom and dad made us go on the way, so we learned.
Yeah. Well, you thought you was having a hard time then.
I remember I used to be picking peas. Mama had a sweet bucket in her apron, and I couldn't pick no peas. Don't know. And I'd be looking at the sweet. That rig, I ain't no lot on big peas. I'm so glad one day my daddy come out there in the field. He said, "Cole?" He said, "What in the world are you doing with that hanging on your side?" "Maybe you're still in work." He said, "Well, you were getting more work out of you, put that switch down." Because them children in that room are crying and looking at us. Mama got shame, she put that switch down.
Yeah.
Then we could work, we wasn't looking on no switch.
Oh, you just couldn't keep your eyes off that switch?
No, ma'am. But I know when she hit, she hurt.
Yeah, you feel it.
Yeah, what nice people do with the children now. Because I'm glad they let people do it to them now, because they get an old shoe or anything and knock them down. My mama didn't knock us down with a shoe. She did a switching thing out of the leg.
Yeah.
And that's the way the hooker tells you for hooking.
That'll make him step high.
Yeah, and I'll go away from bone mill all the way with a side head, he'd be crazy.
Yeah, like a mule.
Be brain damaged then. Every time you get mad, you take a shoe or something and hit him or slap him over, take your fist and draw back and knock him over, he'd be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I see that's the way to do it or not.
But now
that's
you...
These young folks do it to them. Oh, I'm going to haul off and knock him over.
And
that gives me the all over. And I see one that took a child and just knock it home.
Yeah.
It ain't my child, but I tell you the truth. I love children. I love to see them whoop if they don't do right. But don't take your fist and knock your child over.
Well, but you done better when your mama had some candy in her pocket.
Well, she didn't have no switch in her apron. She had a switch around her waist. I'd be sitting there looking at her. Yeah. I wouldn't be picking no feet at all.
You just be looking at that switch.
I'd be reaching with one hand, picking peas, and looking at that switch. My daddy come out there and see us one day. He watched us a long time. He come on up and told us. Them children ain't gonna do nothing. As long as you got that switch. You put that switch down there, picking peas. And when he put that switch down, I could take both hands and go home and take the best I could. I wasn't no pea picker, but I could do he better when she put that switch down. You just see how the creek's coming up now? Oh, it's showing two things now, for.
And that was your mama?
Yeah.
And her name was Cora?
Yeah. She's been dead about 24 years, I think.
Oh, that's a long time.
She died in 50.
How long you been knowing Sharp?
Yeah. I met him in 66, I thought.
Was that about when he come here?
Yeah.
Last time I seen him, he was right feeble.
Yeah.
Down there at his house, and he just couldn't get going that day.
Well, he got something for the mold. And they come got him. His sister come got him.
Yeah.
I hear a killer. Yeah, well, I couldn't get you to come stay with him, but I guess I can handle you now. And the way she said. So I went to the doctor all the way in. My son had to tow him in.
Yeah.
And she told me. Her sister come down there. She told me, she let him go. That's what the nurse told him. She let him go now. See. Because if he stay here, He won't live 2 weeks, over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But if he go, he might do better. And say, then, so you'll bring him back, won't you? That's her, she wouldn't you bring him back. But she wouldn't let us hear what she told me.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear what they talk about. She asked her, would you bring him back when he get better? She said, yeah. And so, they can. She told me, the nurse told me, said, you better let him go, cause he still ain't gonna do it for 2 weeks now. Then you keep on worrying, you'll be dead. So you sick now, and you need somebody to see after you, instead of you seeing after him.
Is that what she told you?
Yeah. I said, well, I ain't gonna run him away if he don't wanna go. He said, no, that wouldn't be the right way. But his sister warned him and let his sister have him. And he done told me that he didn't wanna go.
Oh.
Didn't wanna go with her. He wanted to stay here.
And at that time, you wasn't doing good yourself?
No, sir. I was about to go in the new morning.
Huh?
About to go in the new morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it wasn't anybody to take care of you?
Yeah. No, sir. So, he went on back and he didn't live. That in one day, living a week.
Oh.
Of course he did. Well, one thing, he didn't want to stay there, I don't know. And I don't know how to treat him, but he didn't want to stay there.
Well, who took care of you?
My daughter come home and stayed a while.
Yeah.
And my brother, he stayed there with me.
Oh, I see. Is he any good around the house?
My brother?
Uh-huh.
He just fine.
Well, some of them ain't much good around the house, mm-hmm. are they?
He's just fine. He took care of my mother till she died.
I'll tell you somebody I haven't seen in a good while. That's that fella who lives over there in front of you. Old, what's his name? Old, Patterson.
Patterson?
Yes.
Some of the boys or the man?
The man.
He went off, but he's back now.
He went off?
He went to see his father.
In Miami?
Yeah. He's back now.
Yeah.
He's somewhere on that tractor now, I think.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I haven't seen that tractor.
Mm-hmm. You can usually hear it if you don't see it.
You see, when Miss Bessie was living, I'd sit down there on that porch a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I'd see just about everybody, you know, sooner or later.
Yeah.
But now I don't go down there anymore. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody there.
Yeah.
And so I don't, back here you can't see who's passing. Well, I miss old Patterson running that school bus.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he did run that bus.
That.
Yes, sir. And they all talked about him being reckless with it, you know, and he never had any trouble with that bus. Never did. Mm-hmm. Never run into anything, did he? Did I ever heard of?
I ain't never heard of you.
No.
Oh, they're going to talk about it. Don't talk about it. I don't care how good you do. People just drive their mouth and they don't talk.
Yes. Patterson plowed for me some once. And it was dry up there on that corner. Oh, it was dry.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a plow, and his plow wouldn't quite get down in it and cut.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too dry, hard.
Yeah.
And I ought to known better than to plow it, you know, when it was that dry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he much wanted to plow it at that time. You see, if you're going to pay him, he make the money. He can use the money, so he'll go ahead and do it.
I mean, no, that's just some money.
You got to have it.
You know, she had two of those hampers slung full of peas, guys.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And she was just resting a little bit during the noon. So hot out there when I got there. You've picked many a pea, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am. I've been picking over there where you got them bad eyes. Over there by myself. Sometimes I pick 6, 7, 8, 6. Sometime, 8 sometime.
I didn't know you had any black eyes.
It's over there close to Wiaski.
Oh, yeah.
I saw from Wiaski. Over there with that little house sitting out in the field. And the stripes to you out there. That little house about to fall down out there in the stripes of field. Where that steel gate is.
Yeah.
You got watermelon back over there somewhere, and you got peas back over there. Peas not for me, watermelon.
Who's not there?
Isaiah.
Oh, is there Isaiah? Are there still some over there?
I don't think there. I think the people done got loose in them. They'll pick them for you, you know. They ain't no playing on them. They're pretty young.
Is that
you
right?
Well, one of them, they're big them. They get a job more than you will.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I guess Isaiah's used to that, ain't he? He's had that happen to him.
He ain't used to it, he's knowing. And you put laying them off and close to him. You know him.
I used to think it'd be fun to have a whole bunch of people out in the patch, you know, working in the field.
Yeah. You can't get them to do nothing. These old children, they like to have money, but they ain't gonna pick no peas. That's important to you. I say, you wanna go with me to pick peas?
No.
Because I was a little boy too, and we've been picking watermelon, helping with the watermelon. No, I don't think no peas. My Maggie told me when the peas first got there, if they need him, he'd help. Or he needed to work so. Well, I asked her, I said, one little boy, I said, I'd bring him out here and let him help pee if he didn't care. He said, well, you can bring one of them. I said, well, I don't want to bring but one. But I can't do number or two of them get out there, they just be running over the two pairs.
Just be playing.
Yeah. He said, well, go ahead and bring care. I said, come. So I told her about it. What he said. And told that boy, you know, he don't take no pee. Come out there one day and got a mess. And see. Asked a whole lot of questions. And he said he might be out back out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't seen him no more. Said he comes to the house and has some soda water.
Would that, if you had plenty of soda water out there, would that make any difference?
Well, yes. It makes a big difference because they come there all the time by.
Would they come out there and pick peas if they had soda water?
No, if they don't come out and pick the peas, they come get the soda water.
Oh, they do like that soda water.
Yes, sir. I was sitting with a church. When they go out there to church, so after put selling down the church, I just keep it right on. Sit and buy it now. I'll carry that donation to the church. Every pastor would be, I just go ahead and pay $5. Well, the rest of them pay $2, but I pay. I get the soda water now. Sell some. Sometimes I do pretty good. That'll help me pay my fee.
Yes.
And they still want it right on. Well, they quite worry them sometimes, I'll tell you the truth. Run back, I feel like quitting. But they're selling so worse.
Killing the worst?
Yeah, they come there and say, I want a 2 CRC. Now they look at that box and they see how many Pepsi Colas in there. And no, I don't believe I want that one, but I want to see 2 or 3 Pepsi. Don't see many Pepsis in there because I'm just about out, gonna buy them out. Don't nobody else can. Okay, all right. Oh, I feel it right back up to Texas. Then, when you come back and look again, and see the Pepsi Cola, they ask for something else. You got orange or grape? And I said, no, I can hardly get all of the grape, sure, and orange. Or Mr. Fred Woods don't care of them. And they don't carry RC, but I get the RC from town. And I can't hardly find the grapes. That's a good one lake. And good one lake, I can find most of the time. I know some of the stores in town have them, but I don't have time to get around all of them. I have to do the best I can because I hire somebody to carry them when I go. And like a person who's got a cock and just go around to the stores, get what they want. But I can't, because I, well, but them people carry me, that's where I got to get them from. I can't keep on worrying them, lest they charge me more. And I am making that much out of soda water. But
yeah.
I don't have 20 cents a bottle, that's all I get.
How much?
20 cents a bottle. 20 cents for each bottle.
Well, that doesn't, you don't make much then, do you?
No.
But you make about a nickel?
Well, I tell you the truth, I don't know a nickel. I get a carton in dinners with my soda water. A Pepsi Cola. I pay $1.19. And I get a carton down there, I pay $1.19.
That's eight?
Yeah. And that wouldn't, I don't know whether they have a nickel or not.
it'd be mighty close.
I guess $1.60. Wait, that's what I get when I pay.
Yeah.
When I sell for 20 cents a bar. $1.60.
But then you gotta put it on ice.
Got to keep it on ice.
Yeah. Well, they don't give that away.
You must have a big box.
I keep it. I could afford to sell a can of soda water and good value. Or I can go get some of them for 10 cents, but they don't want them.
Oh, don't they?
Don't pay all 20 cents for a can. Well, I sell them 2 for 35 cents. And sometimes they buy them, sometimes they won't. I said, I don't know, no, no, this come down there. They buy them and give me a quarter piece.
A bottle?
Yeah. They don't, they say it was. But them people down there, they don't think it was. They'd buy them, they'd rather me give them less than them for less.
Patterson don't go to church, does he?
I don't think so.
Go with his mama. How long, you been knowing Patterson a long time?
Yes. Ever since I was a girl.
Well?
Oh, you got a lot of Rodman. You didn't see any Rodman?
Yeah, I saw a few.
That means somebody will have to do some.
That's right.
And that's tedious.
Well, you just eat them.
He's young and I am.
Patterson?
Yes.
I didn't know about Patterson. He's pretty stock fella.
Yeah.
All them children of which one's the best children he's got? Is he what's the girl's name over there? used to live over there.
His daughter?
Yeah. Used to live over there, don't you know, at that ranch across the highway.
Hold on. Me alone?
Yeah.
She seemed to be a fine girl.
She seemed to be a fine girl. Does any of the boys like her?
Well, I don't know about that baby boy.
Yeah.
He used to stay to my house most all the time. Mrs. Sharp was crazy about him. We took him just like he was our little baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was little then. I don't know what how he got to be since he been a big boy.
Yeah.
Of course, I see him pretty often. He always act nice with me.
What's his name?
Of course, I tell him he better act nice with me. That's Talon.
Yeah.
He married not long ago.
Oh, the baby boy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a skin flint. He's a hot tempered little fella. Where do you get that temper?
He got a temper?
Has he got a temper?
Hell no. I didn't know about my boy.
No, definitely you didn't. That boy will blow up someday.
Hmm.
He'll